extent of the number of black sheep we have, and they all in one area.
Mm-hmm. Are there blacks in the county other than in Jasper?
Yes, there are blacks in the county. It's spotty. To reminisce with you, you have a little town by the name of, we'll just go through them. We have a town 8 miles below Jasper, Cadover, Alabama. Cadover considered at one time, and this was negotiated, the possibility of bringing them into the city limits of Jasper, and that didn't work politically. Hmm. And of course that was tabled and set aside. But in this town, we have approximately 250 blacks, just even figure. In the next little town, we have what's called Oakman, Alabama, is also, by taking another route, is only 8 miles from Jasper, mm-hmm. south of here. And they have in the neighborhood of 210 blacks. Then we have a little town by Summerton, which is a crossroad mm-hmm. between here and Birmingham. You came through
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Ryder. They have approximately 65 uh-huh. blacks. And of course, it might have been a child or two born in the last 2 years. I don't know about
yeah.
it, but I'm speaking primarily of 77 and 78. Then over the way, approximately 17 miles, a little town of Empire, which would be northeast of Summerton, which is still in Walker County, but called Empire, E-M-P-I-R-E. Mm-hmm. It's a coal mining district, coal mining town, and is approximately 112 in this little town. Then you have the town of Curry. This is close to Smith Lake, the big dam. You've heard of Smith Lake, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And this is about, what, got a 500 square miles of water base. There is about 11 blacks living in the neighborhood of Curry. On 11, I happen to know these people. The little town of Nauvoo, where I was born and reared, just waking up, there's two still living there.
Oh,
only two that I recall families. In the little town of Carbon Hill, which is exactly 17 miles and 2/10 from where we're sitting here in the Holiday Inn. In that town, you have 263 as of 1968. Now, this is population, not voting people, but actual population. Mm-hmm. And the reason I happen to know that mm-hmm. I ran census on these particular people due to zoning,
uh-huh.
and so I'm just quoting figures.
Uh-huh.
Then we have a little town by the name of Townley, where this mill is, and Cedrum is only in the outskirts of town. It's a wide place in Rome. This is the home of Tom Bellow, where he is raised, our president congressman from the 4th District. And that little town is just about dried up like the little town of Norville. This is only really a wide place in the road, and back in the, or we'll say in roughly 1900, there's a lot of underground mines, wagon mines in that area at that time, and a booming little place.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm only quoting and by statistics and figures. But Tom was raised there, Tom, their congressman.
Mm-hmm.
And in this area, I believe it's 40, if I remember, it's in the 40s. I'm going to say 42 or 43
mm-hmm.
blacks in that area. So they're scattered
yeah.
northeast, as it'd be northeast, south, and west, but extreme north, none.
Mm-hmm.
All in that area, mostly
yeah.
south.
Mm-hmm.
And in every instance where the blacks are, they are, which they did themselves, they are segregated
mm-hmm.
almost completely from all the whites.
Mm-hmm.
And to my knowledge, and I've been here all my life, except I've been in and out a number of years,
yeah.
but back, I have never known of any problem whatsoever among blacks. It just won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the whites and blacks mingle together and no problem. I'll quote this, I don't know where it's be appreciated, but I'll quote it. Very seldom would you ever see a black after the sun goes down in this town. They just retire back off the track. Mm-hmm. Very old custom.
Mm-hmm.